The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
In today's gospel, we have a passage that the enemies of the church use out of context to discredit Catholicism and confuse simple believers. They twist Jesus' words so that they appear to be saying something quite different from what he had in mind. The text goes like this. Do not be called rabbi. You have but one teacher and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. So there you have it. Call no one father, and yet we call priest father. Call no one teacher, yet we say that our catechists are teachers. Taken out of context, these titles do seem to contradict what Jesus says in today's gospel. But put them in their proper context, and the problem goes away. First of all, there's the linguistic context. Every language has its peculiarities. For instance, English only has the remnants of the subjunctive mood, but a very highly developed sequence of tenses. By contrast, Spanish has a highly developed subjunctive mood, but a less developed sequence of tenses. Well, Jesus spoke Aramaic, a very concrete language that has an acute shortage of abstract vocabulary. A deficiency that Aramaic speakers remedy in part through the use of hyperbole, overblown language. What we might call exaggeration, except that when we exaggerate, the intent is often to deceive, while with hyperbole, the intent is to emphasize. We do this even in English. For instance, if I were to say, no one likes Brussels sprouts, you know not to take me literally. They wouldn't be in the store if absolutely no one bought them. But you know what I mean. Most people don't like Brussels sprouts, and I don't like them. Well, native speakers of Aramaic used hyperbole a lot more than we do, and they knew not to take hyperbole literally, but rather to pay attention to what Jesus means, what he is emphasizing, which in today's gospel is his teaching about true greatness. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. That's the point being emphasized. There's also the audience context. To understand any statement of Jesus, you have to keep his audience in mind. When he said, call no one on earth your father, who did his audience think he was referring to? There were no Catholic priests around prior to the Last Supper. The only people his original audience called father were their own natural fathers, their mother's husband. Call no one on earth your father. This is an example of Aramaic hyperbole. All those literalists violate the out-of-context literal meaning of Jesus' words whenever they call their own dad's father. Jesus' point is not that we need to come up with a new label for the man who married mom, but rather that we recognize that we all, including our natural parents, are all brothers and sisters, that we are all equal, all sons and daughters of the same Father in heaven, who is much more fundamentally our Father than anyone on earth. Hence, call no one father. And in any event, He wasn't talking to his original audience about Catholic priests, since Catholic priests did not yet exist. What he's emphasizing is that true greatness comes not from occupying an important role in society, be it as head of a family, or teacher in a school, or a religious leader. In this passage, as rabbi, for instance, by extension, my role as priest and bishop, having an important title is not what makes someone truly great. What makes us truly great is our service of others in the exercise of those roles. And the more selfless the service, the greater we become. Jesus teaches through his words and through his example that true greatness comes not from titles and roles, but rather only from selfless service. And that's no hyperbole.